Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're getting into the Mamba LLM architecture. We all know current large language models, super powerful, yeah, but also expensive, kind of slow, and they demand a lot of compute power. That's a real hurdle for businesses trying to scale AI.
That's exactly the problem Mamba tackles.
Yeah.
It popped up late 2023, research out of Carnegie Mellon and Princeton. And it's, you know, a fundamentally different approach, not like the transformer models we're used to. It's built specifically for handling long context, scaling cost effectively, and being efficient on the hardware side.
Okay, so our mission for you, the listener, is pretty clear. What exactly is Mamba? How does it manage all this? And why should you care about it for, say, next-gen enterprise AI? All right, let's unpack this.
Okay, so at its heart, Mamba uses something called state-space models, SSMs. It's an idea borrowed from control theory, actually. And it basically swaps out the transformer's attention mechanism entirely for this SSM way of handling sequences.
Whoa, okay. State-space models. Can you maybe simplify that a bit for us? What does that mean in practice?
Yeah, sure. Think of it like this. Mamba reads through text, say, word by word, sequentially, left to right, like a person reading. And as it reads, it keeps updating this internal memory or state. A transformer, on the other hand, it's more like it scans the whole page or the whole sentence all at once, sees everything simultaneously.
Right. And that sequential thing, that's the game changer.
Yeah.
Because it means Mamba can be faster and needs less memory, too, because it's not holding on to those massive attention maps like transformers do.
Exactly. It's faster, much lighter on memory, and crucially, it's really good with long documents, long context, can track dependencies way, way back.
What's really fascinating, I think, is this idea of selectivity. You mentioned that.
Yes. That's Mamba's core strength. It dynamically adapts its internal state based on the input it's seeing. So it selectively decides what information is important to remember and what it can afford to forget. It's very data-driven, filtering out the noise.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting for you listening. Think about a financial company trying to analyze hundreds of long quarterly reports. A normal LLM might struggle, lose the plot halfway through, or you'd need clever tricks. But a Mamba model could potentially process the entire report in one go, keeping that context, maintaining accuracy, but using way less compute power.
That's the promise. And the benchmarks back it up quite well. We're seeing like a 3 billion parameter Mamba performing better than a transformer the same size. And sometimes even matching transformers that are twice as big. This directly translates to, well, speed, efficiency, and lower running costs.
So not just faster processing, but also much better on the hardware side.
Definitely. Early tests show it could be up to, say, 5 times faster on tasks with long sequences compared to similar-sized transformers. And because it keeps just this compact, fixed-size state, it avoids storing those huge intermediate calculations. So memory usage is way down.
Okay, let's quickly contrast that with transformers, just so the limitations are clear. For businesses, transformers have that quadratic scaling issue, right? Meaning if your input data doubles, the compute cost doesn't just double, it squares. It goes up by 4 times. Plus, they really struggle with very long sequences, memory-wise.
Right. Mamba, on the other hand, scales linearly. Double the data, double the cost. Much more predictable, much cheaper for training and for running inference. This makes real-time applications feasible, even on, you know, smaller GPUs or maybe edge devices, think sensors, or even your phone someday. For businesses, that means faster deployment, lower operational expenditure.
So what's the bottom line for you here? It sounds like it's about picking the right tool for the job. Transformers aren't going away. They're still top dog, maybe, where you need that absolute maximum accuracy looking at everything.
Precisely. Transformers excel when seeing the whole picture at once is critical. But if you need speed, scalability, cost effectiveness, especially with long inputs, Mamba offers a really compelling advantage.
And what about real world uses? Where might we see Mamba popping up?
Well, think conversational AI. Chatbots that can actually remember a conversation going back thousands of turns. That'd be huge. Also, summarizing really long articles or reports, maybe even things like predictive maintenance, analyzing sensor data over, like, years.
That selectivity you mentioned, though, the remembering and forgetting, is that ever a downside? Are there challenges?
Absolutely. It can be a bit of a double-edged sword. First off, Mamba still needs decent hardwares. Modern GPUs are pretty much required. And while it's memory efficient compared to transformers, super long sequences will still demand significant memory. Plus, there's a learning curve for teams used to building with transformers. And yeah, that's selective focus. Mamba might decide a detail isn't important early on and forget it. A transformer, being less selective, might have kept that detail accessible via its attention mechanism, even if it's costly. So, you know, choosing the right task is key.
Still, the potential seems massive, a real step forward for making AI more efficient and scalable.
I think so. And it really aligns with big trends we're seeing, like moving AI to the edge, making AI more sustainable because it's less power hungry. It kind of signals a shift in thinking about how we design these models for practical, real-world use. Which leads to maybe a final thought for you. Given this new potential for efficiency and long context handling, what new possibilities could you unlock by experimenting with Mamba? What problems could it solve for you that were maybe too difficult or expensive before?
Something definitely worth thinking about. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.